California was going to go on the
Pacific out there?
Pacific fight, but the war was over by the time I got out there. Then I come to getting discharged. Then I went from California to Louisiana. And it's in the wrong place. It's supposed to be to Memphis, Tennessee to get out.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent me to Camp Wallace, Texas, and that's where I was discharged, and they paid my way home.
Wow. It's all right.
Thunder to hit you in the face, eye, and head.
You go from where?
I went from Birmingham to Los Angeles, a little in another little town called St.
It was on a steam engine, or old.
Oh yeah, the train was a steam engine, and then that was way before the engines come in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all powered by coal. Just like to say, you stick your head out the window, you feel them cinders and whatever come off of.
Have blackface, huh?
Yeah.
Wrong with that. What about buses? Do they have like a Greyhound back then or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, they had them in town. But military, we always went by train from state to state.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, buses weren't as good then as it was nowadays.
Yeah. Well, they had streetcars in Birmingham. Did they have any in Anniston? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I rode it, yeah. That was back to them, about the time the war was in progress or over, I know. They had streetcars. Hmm. Run right down side of the street all the way to Oxford.
What'd it cost? Didn't cost much nothing to ride them, did it?
I don't even remember that.
Well,
how much it was.
Well, the cost of
couldn't have been much.
Cost a nickel to swim all day, must not have been.
Oh, yeah.
Much.
And when the buses come in after they went out, they was a nickel. The bus from Oxford to town for a nickel.
Really?
Yeah. Or work, wherever you went, they'd go out as far as West End, out to Monsanto, turn around and come back to Anniston. All over town then. People rode them back in.
Yeah. Do some more of that now, really.
Yeah, well, they didn't have the money to buy cars.
Mm-hmm.
You never did see no two or three cars around a house. You might see one scarcely here and yonder.
Oh, and nothing for your neighbors to not have a car, right?
Oh, yeah, they didn't have no car. They walked.
Walked everywhere they went?
Yeah. Walked to school. It was about every morning, every evening.
Was it where it is now?
Yes.
Just a different...
No. It was on Nova's Quintard, I guess you'd say.
Mm-hmm.
Street.
Mm, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I just knew the old high school. I mean, high school.
Oh, it's back. Mm-hmm. That's built in, I'd say, 55, maybe. Yeah.
So y'all walked to school, then when no
college? Where Gregerson's is, that's where it's part of the old Anniston High School. And junior high school's across the street. They got a big ornament up there now, you know. You've seen it, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Had Steve. He worked at a pipe shop. He was the boss down there.
Mm-hmm.
They had a little grass. Dug off a bank, sloped the bank for him.
Oh.
His name was Steve, Pat Steve. He gave me a bicycle. His daughter's.
Mm-hmm.
Little tires were wet. I remember him having a good whole piece of tires grew on him.
Made them, huh?
Yeah, if we're going to war, I threw them, twist them up, and I rode that bicycle.
So you paid for that bicycle.
Go back up there and apologize to him, and she was with
me. How'd you make the wheels on that thing? How'd you make the tires?
I cut it out to go around that rim.
Mm-hmm.
I got up there where they went together. It'd take me a run of wire all the way around it, didn't it? Mm-hmm. Wire was plentiful back in. That's all they had, old hay bale wire.
Yeah.
I twist that stuff tight. Pull that thing together.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, because I couldn't go time by no tar. Didn't have no money. Shit, damn tar cost a dollar.
Really?
Yeah. Couldn't afford that cheap 50 cents.
doesn't sound like anything. Everything was real expensive. It just sounds like nobody
didn't
had any money to spend.
Didn't have no money. Nobody had no money. Couldn't make it.
Indoor.
A whole lot worse than a motel is. Yeah, mm-hmm. Open and closed. Open and locks on them. No locks on. Go back in. Had a piece of wood.
Did I have guns? I mean, did you have guns.
Oh,
shotgun.
Yeah, summertime, windows up wide open. Was easy. Didn't lock nothing. Our doors didn't have no locks on them back in. Had a hole run through them. A bolt run through there and had a handle on each side. You didn't go up and
mm-hmm.
on the wood and catch, you know. Yeah, it was for World War. That's when Daddy died.
Just
folks did. There wasn't no breaking in, shooting, and stealing back in. So they just come steal. They wouldn't get nothing. Then now, nothing to get.
Wasn't hardly no sense in it, was it?
And you know they bought a neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, at this point, my tape recorder malfunctioned. We didn't know it or find out about it until later, and so we lost about 8-10 minutes of conversation. I was unable to get back in touch with him or get him to sit down long enough to do another one, and the constraints of time just didn't allow me to do it. This concludes the interview.